Operation Shitstorm in a Basket.
Oh! Oh, shit! All systems are offline! Ah! This can mean only one thing!
What?
Cyber terrorism!
Butch! We're running out of air in here! It's like that choking game I like to play with my dad! Only it's real!
We've got to save your friends!
They called me gay! Maybe I'll just let them die!
It's called transference, buddy. It's basic Jungian psychology from your planet. We have to save those morons or we'll be just as bad as they.
Well, okay then.
Hey, y'all need to get in the seminal vesicle airlock and hit the eject button. We'll catch it.
I'm going out like I began.
Hoorah, motherfucker!
Will the Commander and Dick explode in the vacuum of space? Will Butch become a granola-eating liberal pinko? Will the Commander offend any other minorities?
Taking a handicapped woman against her will!
Will the alien sign a book deal with a women's magazine discussing conflict resolution in your marriage? Will liberals ever stop hating America?
Find out next time, only on Republican Space Rangers!
Republican Space Rangers!
CNT.
You say?
Now, Dick!
Tell us more,
Mr. President!
Sweet Jesus! I've been hit! Little man down! Little man down!
Did I get him? Hey, did I get him?
You saved my life! You saved my life!
Make this man a hero!
I think I'll write about you in my next autobiography. And thus it happened. I was reconciled with the hillbillies, and my identity was complete.
I was truly all things to all people. Man, beast, alien, and redneck alike. I am the American Dream.
I ain't gonna make it. You shot the only thing I ever loved.
Y'all have to be a liberal now, Commander. You ain't got no Johnson.
Quick! Revive me! God damn it, Dick! Get off of me!
Will the Commander's touter be saved? Will the President know how close he came to death? Will his next autobiography be as boring as the previous ones? How will this new liberal world treat our heroes? Find out next time, only on Republican Space Rangers and Rangerettes. Republican Space Rangers is an equal opportunity employer. Violence, sexism, or humor in the workplace will not be tolerated. CNT.
They're back.
I got all the educations I need. It's called a gun.
They're loaded.
Amen! Hoorah!
They're protecting the homeland.
Speak fucking English!
Si, sorry, Senor Bossman. England very pretty.
Cut the crap, the two of you! England is full of homos!
An all-new episode that will touch your heart.
We're running out of air in here! It's like that choking game I like to play with my dad! Only it's real!
Republican Space Rangers!
CNT has all your favorite movies. Wednesday at 9 Eastern, it's the smash hit movie, Bad Girls, Car Wash Fundraiser, Message of Hope. May not be suitable for all viewers. This is CNT.
I want to do this show because I don't replay anybody's content on my podcast unless I call out on Blog Talk Radio Network and I simulcast to somebody.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up!
Away from my freaking butt crack if you think I'm going to open any orifice for you freaking bronies. Random thing, what's going on? We got Munch My...
I got to do a few other things because I can't just focus on one person that I've listened to a five-minute show for. But I did say it was a shit show. And the only reason I said it was a shit show is because I thought it was a shit show after 5 minutes. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. But let's get to it real quick. This is what's
You like drama? Yeah, it's what I thought. If you like drama, then I'll just hang up on you.
And I just would, you know, if you want to fight, show the fuck up. If you don't, shut the fuck up. See, I don't have time. Do you have time to go, maybe you'll come. Oh, maybe you won't. Oh, maybe you will. Maybe show the fuck up or shut the fuck up. It's really that simple.
I don't understand this. I just don't get it. What? I don't understand that kind of... It's not even funny.
Now, tell me. Who are you?
K-I-L-A.
86. Deuce.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
It's a wild card. Flies by the seat of his pants, completely unpredictable.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best.
What the fuck is this? The danger zone?
Chewbacca, change this trolley into a fucking jumbo jet.
Would you say we'd be venturing into a zone of danger?
Well, yes, obviously.
No, but I mean, how would you phrase that?
The zone will be one of danger.
Now entering the danger zone.
All right, you got a bogey. It's 2 o'clock low, Maverick. You got the angle. Piece of cake, pal.
Goofy Bones, who talks to Chewbacca?
Danger Zone is the fucking worst show on the internet.
Oh my god, he's stupid.
They loaded drugs and he has to bean burritos, right?
So what the hell's going on here?
You gotta fire it up now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
We're hot! Let's go!
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to...
Danger Zone!
And those were his last words.
And that's how stupid I was. This is internet radio. I forgot.
There are no points for second place.
I have an idea about what we do. We would not be good at what we do, would we? We would be cunts. You calling us cunts?
It also makes you incredibly mean.
And ugly.
Seriously, yacht. Danger Zone.
Oh, no. Not again.
Welcome to the Danger Zone.
You were in a 4G inverted dive with a MiG-28.
What is that?
I'm reloaded!
You lying cuss!
Okay?
Oh, lordy.
Come on in here, motherfucker!
One moment, please. I know who this man is.
You do?
Goofy Bones.
Yes! Who?
Goofy Bones, a punk-ass bitch. That nigga's scared, guys.
Why, you ain't coming in? Okay, I'm coming out! Are you up against me now, motherfucker? I'm gonna blow your fucking brains out! You think you're big time?
Spreaker, bitches.
You're gonna fucking die, big time!
Dangerous!
Welcome to the Danger Zone.
I went to the Danger Zone. Gonna take it right into the Danger Zone. I went to the Danger Zone. Right into the Danger Zone.
I know. Let's have a spelling contest. I bet if I just ring your scummy neck.
Gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
two unpopular dicks like you.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned a report in. I did. That's me admitting it on the air. So if it gets 404, I did it.
The hell you say?
Okay.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Wait till he sobers up. Are they going to be in trouble?
Which I told you a few times that I did like your show.
You can't win.
So don't sit here and put this stupid dumb bean and cheese fruity ass on a pedestal.
You know what? I'm not going to tell you how to run your show, dude.
Hey, man, we could have had him. Hey, we could have had him, man.
I will fire when I am goddamn good and ready. You got that?
I'm gonna close the fucking lips for a goddamn second and let me think.
Imagining things is a way of learning, too. Let's have some of our kind of imagining. Our kind of make-believe.
Get ready for a surprise!
It's the raccoon of danger. Woo-hoo!
And let's fly the airwaves of Spreaker into the danger zone.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard about this in good old Huntington Park, California. You know, Huntington Park, California became the first city in California to appoint two undocumented immigrants as commissioners on the city advise board. Can you believe that shit? I mean, what the fuck is this? I don't know what the fuck's going on here. I seriously do not know what the fuck's going on here. But yeah. The board dropped you, we'll call back. I don't know what the fuck happened here, but Huntington Park, how the fuck can you do that? How can you sit there and can we at least get our fucking our immigration status correct here? I remember on that movie, what was it, Mac and Me? When those aliens came to the fucking world, they got their immigration status. How come these two fucking nimwits can't get their immigration status? But anyways, Mechasal, are you there? I don't know what the fuck's going on, Mech. Dude, this is fucking ridiculous. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, yes, the city appoints two illegal immigrants as commissioners. I can't hear you for shit. Are you on mute? Well, anyway, speaking about illegal immigrants, I don't know if anyone watches The View, but it's all over the internet, so I gotta talk about it. Kelly Osbourne, we all know her. She's a stupid child from a rock star. And the rock star happens to be stupid, so you know their children ain't gonna be fucking smart. And the mother, all she does is talk, and she looks powerful, but I bet you if she gets in front of a fucking goddamn Tyrannosaurus Rex, she's gonna get eaten. And yeah. Apparently, she went on the fucking View, and she made a comment regarding Latinos. What did she say? She said, what the fuck did she say? She said something like, if you kick out every Latino out of this country, then who's going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump? And just like America, she told it like it is. I'm sorry, I would tell you the same fucking thing. But America looks at this like, oh, Kelly, you're hurting all the Latinos' feelings. Even Rosie Perez. Fucking Puerto Rican. She had her feelings hurt. Well, I'm Latino. Can I fucking tell you guys something? Let's be honest. There are undocumented people here. And some of them are from Mexico. Most of them are. You got some Canadians. And you got some Indians. Not Navajo Indians, the ones with the dots in their heads. But, I mean, let's be honest, if Donald Trump wants it the way he wants it, a lot of jobs are going to be fucking empty. Okay. Okay, you reloaded the window. Okay, reload the window then. Oh, unmute you. Okay, let's see. Hello? 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 Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on, Mech. This thing is fucking a piece of shit. Oh, well. Anyways, where was I before I was rudely interrupted? Yeah, Kelly Osbourne. She said this, whatever she said. It doesn't hurt my feelings. You'll see me fucking crying. Because I'm an American. Okay, I'm not from Mexico. I'm not from Italy. Or Sicily, I'm sorry. I'm a fucking American, people. You guys got to understand that. I was born here. I'm going to die here. I'm going to bleed red, white, and you know what. Let's see, America looked at that like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. But I bet you Mexicans clean Donald Trump's fucking toilet. So what, is she lying? Is she exaggerating? No, she's telling the fucking truth. Why does it keep saying Paula Mechazawa has dropped? I don't know what's going on with this fucking shit. Oh, great. Now, what the fuck happened here? Well, that's great. Chewbacca, put back my fucking studio. I lost the chat room. I lost everything. Fucking Blog Talk Radio sucks. Excuse me. Yeah, well, anyways, I just can't believe that fucking, I can't believe America looks at this stuff and then starts twisting the fucking words. I cannot fucking believe that shit. Oh, that's her? Ooh, wow. Ooh, that's her? Ooh, I gotta fucking... Damn, I love her. She's beautiful. Damn, she's good. Oh, I'm sorry, people. I'm looking at this chick. What's her name? Olivia Gupa. I think that's how you say her name. She's the chick in that Jealous video with Nick Jonas. She's fucking beautiful, too. And she fucking got nude for something.
All right. Is my mic working?
There he is. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck yeah. Jesus Christ. Last night I was talking about robot sex, and then suddenly the board dropped me. And then,
Hey, lower your mic. It's too loud.
Oh, hold on. At least it's working.
Screaming in my fucking ear.
Yeah. Any other time, you're like, "Oh, your mic's too low. It's too low. Lower." I don't know. All right, hold on.
Yo,
how's
up,
that?
Hey, Brad,
how's that?
How you guys doing? Hey, you sound great.
All right. Oh yeah, it's almost like we have a professional show here.
Yeah, kind of professional, yeah.
I mean, I was... That whole beginning, I was talking about, you know, all this news and stuff and robot sex, and then suddenly the board dropped me. I was like, oh, I guess our sponsors don't like me talking about robot sex being acceptable in 50 years.
I didn't think we mentioned the story on robot sex. Where are you getting the story of robot sex?
Oh, it's going to be the norm in 50 years, Goofy. Hold on. Let me get back in the chat room. I had to reload a whole bunch of stuff here to get this bean and cheese hot sauce connection working.
Would you have sex with a robot? Intimate relationships with machine will be the norm in 50 years.
That's right. It's going to be the norm in 50 years, Goofy. Robot sex.
Now you know America is so fucking completely stupid. What's the point of even trying to be a hunter?
It's not just America, Goofy. It's going to be worldwide robot sex. Not just America.
God, I can't.
They already have robot strippers in Japan. You know about that, right?
Wait a minute. Robot strippers?
Yeah, robot strippers.
Oh my god. This is fucking...
Look,
this
Goofy,
is sick.
Who are you to tell people that they can't have love with a robot?
That's like sticking your dick in a tree. Come on!
Well, you probably won't get any disease that way. I mean, you know, unless someone else uses the robot before you.
And when you nut in this robot, does it clean up?
Well, I don't
know. Is it just piled up in there collecting?
Well,
that's you gotta ask yourself.
Maybe after 9 months, you get a little new robot.
Oh my god. You seriously... Is it because of that one movie? What was it called? Ex Machina or some shit like that?
Yeah, Ex Machina. Machina.
Whatever.
Machina.
Is that your girlfriend's name? Machina?
No, Goofy. Hey, why you gotta be clowning people like that, alright? You know, just because Karen fucking texted me about all your fucking... All these questionable women you're hooking up with on Periscope. You know, I don't appreciate Karen fucking texting me at all hours of the goddamn night asking me who the fuck Sheila is and all this other shit. I'm like, I don't fucking know, first of all. Like, second of all, why don't you watch this fucking Periscope if you want to know who these people are?
Sheila's my love. I love Sheila. I gotta go to Philadelphia and go meet Sheila.
Philadelphia? Ugh.
Yeah, Sheila.
That place smells like fucking butt sex.
Butt sex? What?
Yeah, I guess you've never been to Philadelphia then.
No, I've never had butt sex. Obviously, you've had.
Oh, don't even try to lie and say that you've never had butt sex, Goofy.
Well,
I mean, on me. Yeah, we all know about little Kim and her fucking put it in my booty hole.
Yeah. But fuck, that was a good booty hole. Little Kim was bad.
Yeah, little Kim was bad, right? Throwing fucking laptops and shit at you.
I wish I had Periscope in the little Kim days. I mean, fucking... Mm.
See some crazy bitch throwing a fucking laptop at you. Yeah. Some shit.
Dude, that would have been fucking funny, though, for real.
Oh, don't mind me, Goofy. I'm just grinding up some weed here.
Oh, you got some weed today? Well, congratulations.
Well, no, I got it yesterday. I got a new connect. A new connect.
Well, a new connect, really, that's incredible.
Hey,
apparently.
All right, you know, just because you're all uppity over there, you know, Karen's fucking catching you out with Sheila.
How am I uppity? Why? Because did you see what I had? I have some good weed right now, Mac. This weed is fucking delicious.
I have some good, delicious weed too. It doesn't look that good, but it looks good.
Yeah, I bet it's probably their fucking straight from Mexico. Fucking
no, sir.
Weed.
No. Middle fingers to the Reggie, because all I smoke is loud, Goofy.
Shut your mouth, bitch. You don't smoke no wild. Get the fuck out of here.
What? That's all I smoke.
This shit smells delicious, man. This guy's all—it's got some Kush on it. I mean, this is fucking delicious.
All I smoke is loud, Goofy. This stuff smells so fucking bad. Like, it's.
Like, Chewbacca, does this motherfucker smoke wild?
I can smell it across my house.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyways, a missing Florida girl was found in an anti-vacuum. What?
Her mom tried to steal her so that she couldn't get vaccinated.
Oh. I'm sorry. I can't read. I thought it said vacuum.
I know you can't read.
Oh, well. Oh, and, you know, speaking of Philadelphia, you guys ever heard of the Canadian research team that was behind the hitchhike robots? It was the Hitchbot. It was a hitchhike.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that shit. Fucking it lasted like a day in Philadelphia.
It was supposed to hitchhike from Boston to San Francisco, but unfortunately, it didn't make it. Oh my God! I'm sorry, but why are you gonna invent something this stupid? And you seriously think people are gonna give this fucking thing a ride?
Well, they did in Canada. It hitchhiked all over Canada with no problem, but as soon as it got to the city of Bud Sacks and Brotherly Love and Philly Cheesesteaks, it got fucked up.
It's when he came to America, is that when he got fucked
yeah,
up?
Yeah, you know what happened, Goofy, when it came to the neighborhoods.
Jesus.
You know, the neighborhoods that you don't want to go into if you happen to be a certain colored robot.
Do you think this robot threw up the wrong gang sign?
I think this robot went into a neighborhood where it was the minority, you know, because there's many projects and other bad neighborhoods in Philly. I think it wasn't one of the brothers, as you would say, Goofy. I think it's not a brother robot. You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe the brothers didn't
like him. Maybe next time they should put a big fucking afro on it and fucking like gold chains and like, you know, some fucking True Religion jeans. You know, like,
I mean, put a grill on its face. I don't mean to be rude, but I don't know if you noticed the robot's footwear. I mean, the motherfucker stole these from a 4-year-old girl, or maybe a 5-year-old. So maybe somebody got distrutted and fucking had to fucking mop him up. I mean, I don't know if you know he's made out of buckets.
Was he wearing Jordans, Goofy?
No, he wasn't wearing Jordans. He was wearing 4-year-old girl fucking. Like,
them Kobe.
Did this thing even walk?
I don't think it could walk. That's why it was hitchhiking. I mean, if it could walk, why would it hitchhike? So
you would find this thing. You would just find it somewhere, and your job is to move it somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Can we say, is there anything else that we could do in America that's more uplifting? Now we're taking care of robots that need a ride. God bless America. Jesus Christ.
Well, apparently not, because it didn't make it out of Philly. And they had to cancel the project.
I can't believe this shit.
Now, what would you do, Goofy, if you rolled up you saw a robot that had a sign on it that was like, I'm a hitchhiking robot. Take me to, you know, blah, blah, blah. What would you do?
You know, me, my stupid ass.
Would you give the robot a ride?
I would put it in the back seat and we would periscope.
Yeah. Would you try to steal it?
No, I wouldn't steal it. Well, what am I going to do with it? I mean, it's...
I don't know.
A little piece of shit. I mean, fuck. It doesn't do anything.
I'm sure there's trackers and shit all up in it.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I mean, you really want me to have a conversation with this cocksucker?
Well, he's traveled all over the place, Goofy. I imagine he has a lot of stories he can tell you. You and your new robot buddy.
I mean, this guy, he's made out of a fucking... This is a cheap robot, so... I mean, it's not really fucking... Like, you know...
Yeah, I saw it. It looked like it was made out of, like, buckets and fucking, like, clothes hangers and fucking...
That's what I said. It was made out of fucking buckets.
Homeless people's clothes.
So what do you... So, who invented this stupid idea?
I'm sure it was, since it already went across Canada, I'm sure it was some sort of Canadian.
I would love to have the person who invented this getting beat up and left the way the hitchhiking robot was.
Well, that's not very tolerant of you, Goofy. I mean, this is
no,
the new
era. Shut up, Mepersawa.
This is the new era, Goofy. We're supposed to be pioneering the idea that robot sex is okay. You know, it's going to be okay in 50 years. It's like gay people 50 years ago, you know. They weren't accepted. Now suddenly they're forced upon us as accepted. I mean,
well, let me tell you something.
Not because I want to accept them. It's because I'm forced by the government to accept them. If I don't accept them, I can be fined upwards of $135,000, apparently, for not baking them cakes.
Let me tell you something, Mechazawa. The way that robot was left, it looked like somebody butt fucked it.
Well, that's fucking that's Philly for you in the neighborhoods, Goofy. I mean, you know, they'll make you strip down butt naked.
Because if you look at the way the legs are, its butt was used because it was bent over.
Do you have a link to this? Where's the link?
Oh, wasn't it in that link that you gave us?
No, the link I sent was about robot sex.
Oh yeah, that's
not
right.
The hitchhiking robot.
Yeah, I don't even know why I got on this fucking.
I mean, we're talking about robot articles here that are apparently very important.
Let's talk about having sex in 50 years.
No wonder this thing got raped. Look at the shoes it's wearing.
That's what I said. Dude, who's going to pick a robot with little girl shoes?
I think Manuel Mendez is right. It's the prototype first sex robot. Look at it. It's jizz mopping outfit right now. It's contoured for the jizz to just run right off of it. It's obvious. It's the first sex robot. It's clear that someone did not... engineer it up to the standards of a neighborhood gang raping, because you're right, Goofy. It does look like he was raped in the ass and then left to die.
I'm telling you, look at the way the legs are just placed. Like,
yeah,
somebody.
I like how they ripped off the arms and just like placed it next to him. Like, yep, thanks for the hand job. No, I'm literally just gonna fucking leave your hand here.
I want to call the police. This robot was raped.
Jesus yeah.
Christ.
Can you imagine going? They'd have to get the robot rape kit out.
My God. I still cannot believe that some idiots would actually think that we're going to fuck robots.
So, it takes images every 20 minutes. It takes images every 20 minutes, but it didn't get an image of whoever raped it.
How do you stop 5 black guys from raping a robot? I know exactly. And then you think, when you're driving by that scene, it's like, you're going to call the cops like,
yeah,
I just saw a bunch
that's
of
another one of those fucking I didn't see nothing incidences. you know.
It's like, how do you report that? Like, yeah, there's a bunch of guys, they're over there butt-fucking a robot. I want to call them because the robot has feelings. The cops are going to laugh at you.
The robot's crying out in pain.
Hey, robot, I want you to learn a new fucking word. Penetration.
Yeah. The fucking robot looks retarded, like, next to people in, like, chairs and shit.
But I can't believe these stupid people would actually think that this robot would make it to San Francisco.
My trip must come to an end now, but my love for humans will never fade.
This is completely... What did they make it out of? Fun noodles?
Yeah, it looks like it's like pool noodles and a bucket and a creepy fucking smiley fucking face.
Yeah.
It looks like something like if you tried to take it through an airport, like they would think it's a bomb. You know?
Oh, man. That's, you know, that's a perfect way to fucking sit there and make a fucking terrorist fucking move. Take a fucking robot.
No, bro, it's a robot. It's not a bomb. Yeah, it's a robot.
It's a robot. Yeah, it's just a robot.
It's a friendly hitchhiking robot. And, he's going to ride this plane for free, yo.
So I wonder if those people who were controlling him, I wonder if they were hearing his moans and groans.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it apparently takes a picture every 20 minutes. And transmits it. But, like, I guess whoever raped it knew that they raped it in between that 20 minutes, so it didn't get a picture of them.
So what are you trying to say? It had a trail cam on it? I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. And, you know, it's like going into the jungle in the neighborhood.
That is insane. You know, people have no fucking lives anymore. They're making... hitchhiking robots. Jesus Christ.
I don't even know what to say, Goofy. I'm just going to take a bong hit. Forget about this hitchhiking robot.
Okay, let's stop talking about this hitchhiking robot. And let's talk about fucking robots. Even though this robot was raped. You know... Oh, now this fucking robot likes baking? Well, I don't know. You know, I wouldn't mind giving the robot a ride somewhere. Because, like I said, I would smoke out with it. And I don't see myself talking to a goddamn robot. Do you?
Nah. I don't think I would have a sex robot. I think that's a poor waste of money. You can just buy a hooker. But anyway, speaking of waste of money, Goofy, are you gonna get those Kanye sneakers I was talking about earlier? I know Kanye's your idol. Those Kanye sneakers, the 7-year-old Kanye sneakers that you can have for $100,000.
Kanye sneakers. Do you think I'd give a fuck about that stupid piece of shit?
He's your idol, Goofy, I know. He's your rap idol.
I don't like that motherfucker. I hate that motherfucker.
You can have his 7-year-old shoes for $100,000, Goofy.
7-year-old shoes?
Yeah.
When he was 7 years old.
They're Yeezy Ones. Nikes. From 2008.
I don't want those pieces of shit.
They may or may not have been worn by Kanye West.
But yet they're going to be sold for $10,000.
No, $100,000.
$100,000? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. You know you want them Yeezy Ones, Goofy. He's your idol. You know, he's... He told you Look, if you believe in me, Goofy, I will teach you how to not how to sell 23 boxes of CDs. And you didn't listen to them. Now you got 23 unsold boxes.
You know what? I'm sorry to say.
I mean, you know, you can't hate Kanye for that, all right? That's not his fault.
Kanye is one dumb motherfucker.
Just because you didn't listen to him and listening that Jesus walks and, you know, the fucking through the wire. Or through the wire, and you know you didn't listen, Goofy.
I don't like that motherfucker. I only like one fucking song,
And it's your rap idol.
Shut up, Mechazawa. I just can't believe that you would even sit there and insist.
Look, Goofy. Just because Kanyeezy tried to give you those hot beats for fucking Illegal Wetback and Illegal Fence Hopper Volume 2.
It was illegal.
Whatever
alien.
You call it. Yeah, whatever you call it. You know, you rejected those beats. I don't know why. You know, because Kanyeezy was still blowing up at the time. I mean, you know, you could have sold those 23 unsold boxes. Instead, you know, you won't even send me a free CD. That's how stingy you are.
Well, shit happens.
Stingy. I gotta try to rip that shit off of YouTube.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that.
What, Goofy? Is it something on Periscope?
No, it's as seen on TV commercial.
Oh, is it Kanye's old fucking whip? His old Chrysler 300, you gonna buy that next too?
No. It's something else. It's the Car Vault for $14.95. Yeah.
How can you call something that's $14.95 a vault? Sounds like a piece of shit to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, your price of eggs are going to go up because the birds have a flu.
Yep, bird flu. Also, the price of turkey is going to go up.
Oh, well, there goes my turkey sandwiches.
That's right. Now you're not going to lose weight like Jared, the kid toucher from Subway.
Oh, Jared, that little cocksucker. He's over
did
there.
Did you hear the latest about him? No, he paid $100 to have a 16-year-old.
Jesus Christ.
He met her on Craigslist.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Well, apparently 16 is the age of consent in his state. But I don't think he's going to work out really well for him. I mean, because he paid $100 to fuck this 16-year-old.
I swear to God. Yeah. I am not gonna fucking.
I know he was your idol, Goofy, and you were look, I'm gonna try to lose weight like Jared. You cut your hair like him.
Oh my gosh, that's fucking.
You started walking to Subway.
Subway since I heard that story.
You started walking to Subway every day and got extra lettuce on your fucking small 6-inch turkey with mayonnaise or...
A lot of lettuce.
A ton of fucking lettuce with, know, your 6-inch turkey sub with mustard on it and a fucking water. And then you walk 8 miles back home.
Make sure the water's warm like you got it from the plastic.
Exactly. And then you ate it. And then you ate it on your way home.
Yeah.
8 miles.
Okay. Yep.
8 miles.
Up,
8 miles each way. Walking. The Jared method of losing weight.
I've hated Jared since he came out with the Subway stupid fucking. I tried it. Okay? For 6 months, I tried eating Subway every day for fucking lunch and dinner and fucking. I gained weight.
Yeah, because the whole reason he lost weight was because, like I said, He walked fucking 8 miles there and then like 8 miles back. So of course he lost weight.
Yeah, but I fucking worked out, Mechazal. I joined a little basketball league. I was riding my bike everywhere.
Yeah, but did you walk 8 miles there and back every day to get your fucking Subway on with a 6-inch turkey sub with like a small thing of fucking mustard on it or some shit? I forget exactly what he had, but yeah, allegedly. Plus, he had fucking like personal trainers and aides and shit. Look, Goofy, that's neither here nor there. I know he was your hero, and you got your hair cut like him. Like you said, you tried to do the diet. You tried to do the diet. You rode your little bike everywhere.
God damn it, Megatower. Shut the
fuck up. Your little bike with the basket in the front and the little gay bell. Did you ring it, people?
Shut the fuck up. You're actually fucking stupid right now. Dude, I just got mad because I seen how fat he was. I was like, maybe I could fucking lose weight. Because this fucking guy did it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no.
He walked the Subway 8 miles there and back, Goofy.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to see how far from my house is 8 miles.
Yeah, it's like the other side of town.
I'm gonna see how far it is, 8 miles from fucking my place to somewhere. And I'm gonna walk that every fucking day.
I'm the new spokesperson for fucking like. You should do it for something that's like terrible for you, like fried chicken or something like that.
Like, oh, God. Yeah. I'm going to fuck.
That's right, motherfuckers. Yeah. I lost weight eating fucking Bosco fried chicken.
Jesus Christ.
He deep fries it in large. It was good for you.
Can you imagine that? I fucking seriously can't imagine.
Like the fucking skinny as a rail motherfucker. It's like, I eat Bosco's 3 times a day.
How do you fucking seriously? And they fooled me because back in the days, I believed that them motherfuckers, you eat Subway like Jared did, you lose fucking weight, fucking dumb fuck. And it didn't work out, people. Irritates the fuck out of me sometimes.
Did you have one of those little Jared mustaches that he had back in the day, Goofy? Did you have one of those too?
I do not have no goddamn Jared mustache.
You had the Jared haircut, the mustache. You're like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I have the mustache and the hair and the stupid fucking polo shirt. But yeah, you were wearing your stupid fucking polo shirt while you were eating your Subway. Riding your little bike with the basket in. Put your Subway in.
Because you're really hurting my feelings this time.
Your little Subway basket in the front is the only thing you would allow to go in that basket is your Subway.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, fuck.
People would be like, hey, what's that basket for, faggot? And you'd be like, that's my Subway basket. And you'd start to cry.
That's my Subway basket, yeah, exactly. I'm trying to find how far fucking Subway is for me. Let's see. How far it is. Get some directions.
Watch it be like 15 miles.
No, this is only 2 miles. Okay, I need a further one. Let's see.
Yeah.
Fuck, where's another Subway at?
The closest Subway to me is like 13 miles away.
Yeah, let's see. I got them every fucking corner. They're like McDonald's out here.
Yeah, there's a McDonald's like 10 miles away.
10 miles away? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, hey, you could lose weight walking to that. But there we go, Goofy. I'll be the new spokesperson for McDonald's because they're losing the fast food wars now. I'll walk the 10 miles there and the 10 miles back every day and get like a cheeseburger. Be like, yeah, I lost weight on cheeseburger diet.
God, that's in downtown and that's fucking 5 miles away. Are you fucking kidding? Jesus Christ? Fuck, how
you have
far
to
do
5 miles
go
is like a long
city?
Way. 5 miles isn't even that long.
You said eight miles there and 8 miles back. I wanna see the equivalent of that shit.
Yeah, that was Jared's losing weight on the Subway diet. Plus, he cut his hair like that, and he had his little mustache and his polo shirts.
Jesus, this is 6-point-something miles away. Fuck.
You can do it, Goofy. You should try it. You should try it for a week.
You know what? I'll try it for a week. I'm down to do it.
Yeah.
Just walk.
I think he only ate like once a day, too.
Once a day?
He walked there, yeah. He walked there, he got his sub, he ate it on the way back, and that's it. Then he went to bed. And shit like that.
Can I eat 2 subs, like one there?
No.
And then take one home?
No, Goofy.
Dang, that's too much, man.
And it was like, it had to be like a turkey sub with mustard because it was like the lowest.
A turkey sub with mustard? Fuck that shit.
On like wheat bread or something like that.
Oh, hell no. God, no, stop that. I would never eat that shit.
Well, obviously, this is
disgusting.
Why you're not able to lose weight on the Jared diet. So you can't go to Subway and get like 4 footlongs and be like, I'm on the Jared diet. I'm eating Subway. And then wonder why you didn't lose weight.
Well,
you can't double fist fucking subs down your gullet and then wonder why you didn't lose weight, Goofy.
But I mean, come on, I at least gotta have 2 fucking footlongs.
2 footlongs?
I get hungry.
Jesus. No wonder you didn't lose any weight.
Well, I could down like fucking 4 in a day.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that, like 8,000 calories?
No, you just get.
I bet you get extra cheese and extra meat and extra mayonnaise.
No. Sometimes I get egg and bacon, so that'd be extra, yeah.
Oh, yeah, bacon. Because, you know, that's not bad for you. Bacon's always.
Everybody eats it.
Well, everybody does eat bacon, and it's delicious, but it's totally bad for you.
No. Enough of the Jared talk and all the Subway bullshit.
Yeah, he met a girl on Craigslist that was 16 and he paid her $100 to bang her.
That's a cheap.
And then he bragged about it to some other bitch that he was trying to bang. He was trying to get him to bang him together at the same time. He wanted the 16-year-old and like some 40-year-old chick to like do them at the same time.
That's a cheap motherfucker right there. I don't mean to be rude, but yeah.
That's Jerry.
A cheap motherfucker.
Well, he was your idol, Goofy. I mean,
he wasn't my idol. Yeah, stop saying that.
You got your hair cut like him. You had your little Jared mustache.
Dude, you need to seriously fucking quit that.
You used to sing that $5 footlong song every time it came on TV.
Yeah, no. Do you know, for me, walking, what is it, 7 miles? It's going to take me fucking 2 hours and 29 minutes.
Oh. Oh, Goofy. Wait. You don't want want to get away from Karen and your 8 kids for 2 hours and 49 minutes?
Yeah, like, I hate that stupid story. You know, the thing is that I want to try that 8-mile walk. 8 mile there and 8 mile back for a week. And see if there's any progress.
You won't.
So I'm going to waste 4 hours of my fucking life, maybe 5, just to do this fucking stunt?
You'll be like Mr. Midnight Movie and be like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it.
God, this is all the way by the fucking flea market? Jesus Christ.
Did you hear about the guy that shot an armadillo and got hit in the face by the bullet ricochet?
Shut the fuck up. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now,
I'll put the link in the...
But I didn't ever think that that was fucking true.
I'll put... There's my the link God. In the fucking chat room.
Jesus Christ. What'd he shoot him with?
I don't know. Oh, 38.
What was it, like a revolver or something?
Yeah. Probably lead. Yeah, you know, lead fucking bullet. Instead of a full metal jacket, because you know it's a revolver. Old school. So yeah, I can do that. The animal's hard shell deflected at least one of the 3 bullets, which then struck the man's jaw. He had to get his jaw wired shut. What a fucking retard. Why would you use a pistol on an armored fucking animal? I'd use a rifle at least.
That's fucking insane. I can't believe that shit.
It's kind of funny. I mean, you know. Supposedly you can eat armadillos. Did you know that, Goofy? You can eat the armadillos.
That's crazy. Why does it say the broadcast is off?
I don't know.
Did it upload a new one? Oh my God, you've got to be shitting me.
It says, fucking it says on air, on my panel, it says on air, stream left, 5411. Are you talking about Spreaker? Yeah, Spreaker's fucked.
Spreaker.
Yeah. We're still good on regular panel.
No, but if I'm looking on the Spreaker channel.
Yeah, I see it. It says all over. It's down. Yeah. Yay.
Well, I don't fucking know anymore.
Shit, what is this bean and cheese connections these days, Goofy? I mean, we don't have a Skype button. Mic didn't want to work. Then your mic didn't want to work. What the hell is going on? Who's paying the bills around here?
Tell me about it. I mean, for real. Jesus.
You better get on Karen and tell her she needs to sell more purses. Did you slap that bitch in the face with a bag of oranges like I told you to?
Oh my God, Beck. Hey, I'm gonna retweet something on my Twitter. I want you to fucking look at it, man.
Alright.
Oh, this is the Germans, man. These are Krauts right here. Shout out to the Coyote for retweeting this shit, man. This is fucking hilarious. Minions were Jew kids adopted by the Nazi scientists for their experiments. They spent most of their lives in suffering and because they couldn't speak German. Their words were hilarious sounds to the Germans. That is fucking hilarious right there. Oh my God.
I see you, Goofy. I see.
This is fucking crazy. I'm going to put this in the chat room. If anyone can see that. Yeah. Hey, did you know that Red Stripe beer is not from Jamaica?
Are you serious? Where is it from? That's like Foster's not being from Australia.
I don't know, but apparently there's people suing. Two people have filed a lawsuit in federal court saying in San Diego against the liquor giant, whatever its name, the makers of the beer, saying that they're alleging that the company's willful misleading customers into thinking that Red Stripe beer is brewed in Jamaica. When it's really not.
Well, these lying bastards.
So apparently these people who found out that they're not, it's not really from Jamaica, they're going to fucking sue and get a lot of money from this. How come I didn't fucking think of this?
Well, you should sue and be like, Foster's isn't really Australian.
And another thing, and it's sad that this has to happen. You know, Kim Kardashian, she had a book of selfies. Just a bunch of pages of her with a bunch of pictures. And unfortunately, only 32,000 copies were sold.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when Ray J isn't in it with her.
No, and that's only 1% of her Instagram followers. That's sad. That is fucking sad. I think I should go buy this book when it's at the dollar store for real. And then we'll probably give it away as people, win prizes on the show. Just give them a Kim Kardashian selfie. Oh, shit. Robert Conquest died?
Robert Conquest?
The historian?
Who?
Never mind. Sometimes I hate when Mechazawa doesn't know people that I know.
Well, look, I know you're still in mourning from your other hero, Roddy Piper dying, Goofy.
Oh, yeah. You know, let's talk about that. Thank you for bringing that up, Mechazawa.
You and Bill Wagner both. He was Bill Wagner's hero, too, I guess. Bill also had a Hot Rod t-shirt, and he wore a kilt to school. When he was a little kid.
No,
just like
I,
you,
I,
Goofy,
I
you wore a kilt. You wore a kilt to school.
I did not wear the kilt to school, I'm sorry.
Well, you wore it around the house, at least.
Then
you wore it to WrestleMania.
I took a rec towel, and I put it around my fucking, myself, but...
All right, Anyway,
I want to talk about Roddy Piper, and since he was my hero, all those wrestlers I used to watch in the 80s, they were all my heroes. Why? Because I was little. They were my entertainment. They were the people that made me feel so alive every time I would watch them. I would imitate them. I would fucking... jump off my mom's couches. Man, I had so much fun being young, thinking I was a wrestler. When Roddy Piper died, I cried, Mech. I went to Reno that day. I had a one-day trip, a 12-hour trip to Reno. I just went up there because I had the itchy hands. And I fucking blew a lot of money, but I didn't fucking talk about it. But anyways, driving up there, I was crying, man, because fuck. I remember all the fucking Piper's Pits. when he made fun of Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and he took the fucking coconut, he fucking hit it over his head, and he fucked up the decoration in the back. That was hella funny. Oh my god, I used to love that shit.
But don't worry, Goofy, Jake the Snake is still alive. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Out of all the people you would think that would have already croaked, Jake the Snake is fucking still going, man. I can't believe that shit.
What do you think about your other hero, Hulk Hogan? You could be hating N-words.
Hates the ass. Fucking Obama said the N-word. I think that's completely fucking stupid, man. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, well, I know you're a big-time Hulkamaniac, and he let you down. You cried. You're like, I can't believe Hulk Hogan's a racist. You cried for days.
No, Hulk Hogan's not racist to me. And, yeah, I just think everyone's stupid for believing these fucking stupid things that are taken out of fucking myth. Context, or I don't know. It's just these people. Just stop. Stop
stupidity. So you're saying, as a brown person, you're giving him a pass for hating black people?
Look it. If he hated black people, he wouldn't wrestle with black people. He made a movie, and his
like who Virgil? Person. Who the hell wants to wrestle with Virgil?
Black person. Stop it! Hulk Hogan is not racist. Just stop it now.
Virgil's an Uncle Tom motherfucker, hanging out with the Million Dollar Man DiBiase.
Well, anyways, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. I'm fucking tired. We'll do a fucking show tomorrow when this fucking shit can fucking work right.
I know all your idols have died off. It's very stressful, Goofy.
No.
Your idols are either racist or they're dead.
All my idols are dying. My fucking radio show is going to fucking nincompoops. And I don't even know what the fuck to do anymore. Jesus fucking Christ. So anyways, Mackie,
I blame ass.
We're just going to get the fuck out of here. You got any last minute words?
Well, it was good to come back for even a shitty half functional show. Hopefully, maybe tomorrow night we can have this shit working. Goofy can insert the hot sauce necessary for it to work. And maybe we'll have a good show. Night, everybody.
I'm sorry, everybody. It's just. I'll be on Periscope. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
1AD6.2 is brought to you in part by.
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MonCorp, a large multi-billion-dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn cad!
The new face of fear. Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Krieger and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow, because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green, a green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did. That's me admitting it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from... Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we have accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker.
Hold
and
on, get back here.
Hold on,
I hear something.
Ruin it?
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.